It's the end of 2016, folks, and the world seems to have turned upside down and inside out. There are more conflicts on our planet today than pre-war on terror. But Kanye West's meltdown seems to dominate the news headlines, and, well, Donald Trump is soon to become the next U.S. president. Now, the Mayans were right. They were just off by a couple of years. It does look like it's doomsday out there. But what are the reasons for it, and are these reasons of a natural occurrence or a guided effort on behalf of the wealthy and the influential? I'm Nick Blake, and today we look into the Council on Foreign Relations.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumfucks who got you in there. And you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
That was the legendary Bill Hicks explaining how it doesn't matter who the commander-in-chief actually is, because there's a price to pay for disobedience to the interests of the military-industrial complex that even Dwight Eisenhower cautioned us about back in 1961. Mainstream media does not, however, mention or heed to Eisenhower's warnings. In fact, looking at how Drudge Report, Breitbart, and the ensemble of other factually correct broadcast sources have been treated by the CNN, BBC, etc., I dare to venture a forecast upon you that even Eisenhower will soon be considered fake news. How do we ever find ourselves in this position? A recent report from the Council on Foreign Relations, or CFR, might actually have some clues. The paper in question is a collection of top threats to watch out for in 2017. It's ludicrous and borderline shameless to assume that people who read this and other reports by this group have no idea that it's the likes of this particular organization that are predominantly in charge of shaping the neocon globalist warmongering agenda. The arrogance of this report is clearly evident. You're the biggest threat, CFR, along with your buddies at Project for the New American Century and the Trilateral Commission. Seriously, just Google PNAC 9/11. Read and draw your own conclusions. In the meantime, we linked up with political analyst who has also served as an advisor to two American presidents and New York Times bestselling author Doug Weed to get a more accurate perspective on the motifs of CFR's unapologetically damaging work.
There are some people in the United States who study this and focus on it, and they see it clearly. Sevastopol is an example. They point out that how would you feel if Russian ships were arriving at the port of Miami and coming in and out of Miami? How would you feel? They point out that a third, is my understanding, and publicly it's discussed that a third of Russia's nuclear deterrent is submarine-based. So you're virtually asking Russia to give up any defense that it could muster for itself if you're saying that they don't have rights to Sevastopol and they don't have rights to the Crimea. So it's very troubling. What's troubling for me and for Americans who study this is the ignorance of the American public, the general public, and sometimes ignorance can lead to unnecessary confrontation and misunderstanding and war. And you find out after the fact, oops, we were wrong about that. We misunderstood that. So that's troubling. To defend America, this has been our mindset for a long time. It's just like certain ideas are ingrained in the Russian DNA. Americans have been protected by these two oceans, the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, and we're very inbred and introspective, and we're not as knowledgeable about other parts of the world as many other nations are. And that blissful ignorance has been at times a blessing, but it can be a curse too.
That was Doug Weed illuminating us on key developments of the Hegelian dialectic and in turn throwing his hat into the ring by accusing the American public of selling their most precious gift for virtually nothing. The war in Syria, anti-Russian hysteria and Russian hacking of the elections, the Islamic State and the refugee crisis in Europe, all these hyped events are a product of bad decisions by powerful people made in the name of profit and thicker margins. Don't be fooled to think they are accidental and unintentional. Sure, there were some mistakes along the line in the globalist agenda, but killing more people is way better than not killing enough in these people's books because, well, it depends on how deep you want to go down the rabbit hole, but personally, I suggest you start with Pizzagate. Pizzagate's a good place to start. While we're talking so-called conspiracies, even though there's actual proof from WikiLeaks, along with strange coincidences like Andrew Breitbart suddenly dying, we might as well take a step back and try to lighten up a very dark chapter in our world's history. Here's George Carlin.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this f***ing place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
That was George Carlin telling you how it is. You don't have to agree. Consensus very often does not lead to progress, but proper research in your own time is the way to go. Going back to the CFR report where it says that there is a potential for war between Russia and the United States, or NATO, I present to you a gem from Joe Rogan. In my humblest of opinions, this man clearly has the problem of war solved.
Think about the consequences of a decision to fly in a plane to a place where you've never been and shoot someone you've never known based on the directions by some people who you don't know who are making you march. They're making you go shum, 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 shum. They're making you do all this shit, preparing you for. You have to listen to them unquestionably.
They got to come home.
But imagine that with 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
We're sleeping in the desert.
We're going to wait a minute. Why are we shooting these guys? Wait a minute. We're breaking down what door? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you and where'd you go to school? Yeah. What's your degree in? And you're going to tell me about international politics? Do you even know these fucking Sunnis? What's the difference between a Sunni and a Shia, sir? Tell me what the difference is. Do you know? Do you know why these people are at war with each other? Do you know why they hate each other? Do you know why they hate us? Do you know this is Holy Land? Do you know how long this has been Holy Land? Do you know when they're... And you if you had a group of 50-year-old people...
Go there and outslug it?
Sit down, soldier, when I'm talking to you. Yeah. Oh, you're loud, so I have to listen? Is that what's going on? Oh, you don't have anything to say, so you're just going to loud. Are you going to get in my face and spit? Is that going to make me intimidated? And so I'll listen. So I'll just go and kill some people that you say are bad. If we did that, if we just had only 50-year-olds and above go to war, the whole f***ing thing would change.
That was Joe Rogan telling us that the army should consist of 50-year-olds and above, and conflicts around the world will dwindle rapidly. Read the report produced by the CFR and watch videos on the Trilateral Commission and PNAC and form your own opinions, ladies and gentlemen. I've been Nick Blake, and you've been listening to As If.